This is Mike Serber for WITY Radio at the 2026 Midwest Ag Expo at the Gibson Area Hospital facility at Gordyville, USA. And I'm talking with Charlie Mitzdarfer. He's on the Ag faculty at Parkland College in Champaign. How are you today, Charlie?
I'm great, thank you.
And so what are you doing out here at the 2026 Midwest Ag Expo?
Well, dual purpose. We're kind of recruiting the next generation of students, hopefully, and also just making sure everybody knows we're here and, you know, meeting up with former students. I was just talking with six students I just had in the last couple of years just behind us here, just randomly there just a few minutes ago.
And are those students that have gone beyond education and made good in industry or agriculture somewhere?
Earlier, yes. These particular ones are at the U of I now, so we kind of get to see them two different times sometimes if they're transferring.
Well, that's a thing a lot of people, myself included, don't remember. You can get your start at Parkland, get all your basic classes out of the way, and then transfer, for example, to the University of Illinois or almost anywhere else.
Yeah, it's a really good situation. You can get a lot done either formally through their Pathways program to the U of I or else just taking a class or two and setting yourself up to transfer. We've got a lot of students the last few years going to ISU, Western, and U of I both, or all three, I guess.
But you can also just stay in-house at Parkland, take some classes, complete a degree, get a certification in something, and go on and actually gainfully be employed? Is that true, Charlie?
Yeah, that's true. In fact, actually, I just did a loop around here earlier, and I ran into at least five students that I can, you know, off the top of my head, that I've had since I've been teaching that are now here representing their company, their workplace, in a full-time role now.
So if you were inviting students to come to Parkland and study agriculture, what would you tell them about the ag department at Parkland College in Champaign?
Well, I'd say we're a lot of fun to hang out with. We're just a big family. Everybody knows each other. Small classes, normally 15, 16 to 1, I would say, student-to-teacher ratio. So we know your name. We know if you're not there, so we can help you out. We get you connected with all kinds of local employers, get you a lot of industry experience before you graduate with an internship, at least one, if not two internships, really set you up for success.
Well, unlike a lot of places, you seem to nurture your students and actually help them along the way, tying in, I understand, a lot of corporate support and connection.
Yeah, we try to make sure they grow a lot from when they come in our doors till they leave. And yeah, the support from the community and all the industry and employers and just community groups, it's great. We have a lot of support.
So I understand AgCo has put out a new facility on the Parkland campus. Tell me about that.
Yes, it's, I believe, 2 years old now. So that is a sponsored program that runs out of that building. It's a new building. And AgCo has a technician program similar to our Case New Holland technician program, kind of modeled after that, actually. And yeah, it's right next to our existing building. So, I mean, it's right our back door. We have faculty from our department that teach in that program, and the students can get a two-year degree and be out the door, ready to roll, turning wrenches for AgCo.
State-of-the-art facility, brand new, too.
Yeah, it's awesome. If anybody wants to come take a look, they should come on out. Open during the week, or we can set up an appointment, but it's very nice.
Do you still have the program affiliated with drone operation?
Yes, we do have a drone program where you can do two courses. We'll get you a certificate in drone flight, license and flight, and then there's actually a third class where you can get some more experience with remote sensing.
So what are the different areas of specialty that Parkland College offers studies in? Precision Ag, for example, is one of those.
Yeah, so we have precision ag, we have our traditional ag business, we have horticulture, we, through aviation and use of our facilities, there's the drone program, and then we also have our traditional transfer agriculture degree, which is more set up to transfer to a four-year school. And then we also have our diesel program. We have traditional diesel power equipment program, unsponsored or unbranded, I should say. We also have our branded Case New Holland program and our branded AgCo program.
So just about every area of agriculture is covered by the Parkland College degree program, courses of study in Champaign.
Yes, that is correct.
And so if somebody's interested, I know they've got their calendar year. I've just dealt with this with my son. And so things generally start in the fall, but some classes are offered in the spring. Best thing to do is to maybe meet with a Parkland counselor. Are there folks that can help prospective students in the ag division?
Yes, you could actually reach out to me if you'd like to come make an appointment. You check our website out, parkland.edu/agtech. and get in touch with me, or you can contact the school itself and talk to admissions and find an admissions advisor. And yeah, there's still some classes that start late this spring semester. There's also second 8-week classes that start this semester, and then we can also get you set up for summer or fall.
If you're not sure and just thinking about it, take the time and come and talk with Charlie or anybody that would be advising in the ag department. You might find a place there at Parkland College.
Yep, we're happy to entertain any visitors.
Charlie Mitzdarfer from the Ag faculty at Parkland College. We're here at the 2026 Midwest Ag Expo at the Gibson Area Hospital facility at Gordyville. Thanks for being with me today, Charlie, on WITY.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.